Longstreet turned away. Enough of this. He looked for his horse, beckoned. The groom came up. Longstreet could look down across the way and see blue skirmishers forming across his front. The land sloped to where the one battery was still firing uphill into the smoke. Longstreet nodded. I'm coming. He felt a tug at his leg, looked down. Sorrel. Let me go, Major. The staff was around him. Someone had the reins of the horse. Longstreet felt the gathering of the last great rage. He looked down slowly and pulled at the reins slowly and said carefully, Major, you better let this damned horse go. And then he pointed. They're coming, do you see? I'm going to meet them. I want you to put fire down on them and form to hold right here. I'm going down to meet them. He rode off down the hill. He moved very quickly, and the horse spurred, and it was magnificent to feel the clean air blow across your face. And he was aware suddenly of the cold tears blurring his eyes and tried to wipe them away. Old Hero shying among all the dead bodies. He leaped a fence and became aware of a horse following and swung and saw the face of Gory, the frail Texan trailing him like the wind. Ahead of him, the guns were firing into a line of blue soldiers, and Longstreet spurred that way, and Gory pulled alongside, screaming, What are your orders, General? Where do you want me to go? A shell blew up in front of him. He swerved to the right. Gory was down, and Longstreet reined up. The bony man was scrambling, trying to get to his feet. Rifle fire was beginning to pluck at the air around them. Longstreet saw some of the staff riding toward him, trying to catch up. He rode to Gory and looked down, but he couldn't say anything more. No words would come. And he couldn't even stop the damn tears. And Gory's eyes looking up, filled with pain and sorrow and pity, was another thing he would remember as long as he lived. And he closed his eyes. The staff was around him, looking at him with wild eyes. Someone again had the bridle of his horse. Bullets still plucked the air. Song of the dark guitar. He wanted to sleep. Someone was yelling, Got to pull back! And he shook his head violently, clearing it, and turned back to the guns, letting the mind begin to function. Place the guns, he bawled. Bring down some guns. He began directing fire. He took another shell burst close by, and again the great drone filled his ears. And after that came a cottony, murmury rush, like a waterfall, and he moved in a black dream, directing the fire, waiting for them to come, trying to see through the smoke where the shells were falling. But the firing began to stop. The storm was ending. He looked out through the smoke and saw no more blue troops. They had pulled back. He thought, to God. If there is any mercy in you at all, you will finish it now. But the blue troops pulled back, and there was no attack. After a while, Longstreet sat on a fence. He noticed the rifle still in his hand. He had never used it. Carefully, gently, he placed it on the ground. He stared at it for a while. Then he began to feel nothing at all. He saw the dirt-streaked face of T.J. Gory watching him.
How are you? Longstreet said.
Tolerable.
Longstreet pointed uphill.
They aren't coming.
Gory shook his head.
Too bad,
Longstreet said.
Yes, sir.
Too bad.
Longstreet said again.
Yes, sir. We got plenty of canister left. If they hit us now, we could sure make it hot for them.
Longstreet nodded. After a moment, Gory said,
General, I tell you plain, there are times when you worry me.
Well, Longstreet said,
it's no good trying to get yourself killed, General. The Lord will come for you in his own time.